Item number one, a resolution by Supervisors Holloway and Thomas directing the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Delinquency and Court Services Division Administrator to initiate collaborative efforts among southeastern Wisconsin counties and utilize existing community-based programming networks to develop alternative local secure placement options for adjudicated youth in Milwaukee County.
Good morning, Mr. Cooley.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman and committee members. Terry Cooley here on behalf of County Board Chairman Holloway, who wanted to move forward with this resolution given provisions that were included in the state budget recently. This is an opportunity for us to move forward on some collaborative efforts. As you all will recall, there's been a substantial reduction in the arrest rate of male youths over the last decade. And this board adopted a resolution last year supporting changes to operations of state juvenile corrections that would reduce the exorbitant rates that counties have to pay for a juvenile sentence to state corrections. Kind of as a result of that and other actions, the state in its 2011-13 budget directed the closure of two of three state juvenile correctional facilities, including the Ethan Allen School for Boys, which is the closest one to the Milwaukee area. Now Lincoln Hills is the remaining facility, which is an 8-hour round-trip drive. Based on best practices in the field of juvenile corrections, placing individuals in relative proximity to where they can have family contact has contributed to successful reentry into the community. The state budget did also include a provision giving juvenile court the ability to place youth in a secure detention facility in a local area for up to 180 days. Because of this statutory change, this gives us an opportunity to pursue such options here at the local level. Consequently, this resolution directs staff to initiate collaborative efforts with counties in our region as well as with utilizing community-based programming networks to develop some alternatives to local secure placement for adjudicated youth in the county with a report coming back by October 1st for possible consideration in the 2012 budget. Chairman Holloway would ask for your support of the resolution. In addition, I would add that Chairman Holloway has also, and I believe everybody's been copied on it, sent a letter to the co-chairs of the Juvenile Justice Standing Committee asking for their help in assisting the county with developing these alternatives. And so that was sent out about a week ago.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Biddle?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm in support of this initiative, and I would like to commend my colleagues on the board, county board staff, and Mr. Moe for putting these things in place so we can have these options. My question is, from talks with Mr. Moe, it seems like this is already being done. Like they've already started to go in this direction and have those talks and start to figure this stuff out. So I'm just kind of confused why a resolution about this is needed.
Madam Chairwoman, I think Chairman Holloway feels that the language that was included in the state budget allowing juvenile courts to pursue these options, we might have an immediate option, but I think looking long term, there's an opportunity to explore additional options in the region. And, you know, I'm sure Mr. Moe can provide more details on that, but, you know, at this point, you know, that's the chairman's position.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb. Madam Chair, thank you. I'd move approval of the item. I was happy to co-sponsor the resolution in March asking for the change in state law, and I was pleased that it was included, and I hope that we can move forward on the issue. So I'm happy to move approval.
Thank you. nothing else? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair.